Hello, this is Bryn, and you are listening to episode number 66 of Bits of Bryn. On this episode, I will play you an interview, and I have a new song. This interview is with an artist called, her name is Christine Kane, and my father and I went to see her show on the weekend. She's an independent folk artist, and she has been working in the business for a little over a decade, and she has released 5 albums and has a great following and is making a great living by marketing and producing herself, leaving the record label out of the equation. And my dad found out about her a few months ago, and we learned that she was playing in Utah, so we went to see her at the last minute, and she put on a great show, and she interacted with the audience so well. I learned a lot from watching her play, and then she did a meet and greet afterwards, and I was able to interview her, and this is such a great interview. She gave me such valuable information, and I'm so glad that she shared this stuff with me. I hope that you will enjoy it. It's such a good interview. I'm just pleased as punch that I got it. Hello, this is Bryn from the Bits of Bryn podcast, and I'm here with Christine Kane after one of her performances, and I'm going to ask her some questions. What was the event that triggered your choice to do this alone without seeking the endorsement of a major record label?
Oh, well, there definitely wasn't an event. I think it was just that slow shift in the music business that started happening right around the time I started playing, actually, like in the mid-90s, when majors were seeking out different stuff than what I was doing. And I just kept realizing that, I mean, at first it was just sort of, okay, I'll release my own records. And then they started selling, like by my third record, I realized I was selling quite a few records, and I was selling more than most people do on independent labels. And I thought, well, then what would be the point of going to a label if I'm doing just as well? And then I met a guy from Warner Brothers on a plane at one point, and he asked me how many records I'd sold, and I said, oh, of this one, 10,000 or so. And he said, 10,000? And he said, that's more than most of our artists do. And I realized, you know, there's this sort of myth that if you are on a major, it's all going to be great and you'll be selling millions, and that's not the case for like 97% of the people who are on majors. So it just kind of works for me, and I always try to encourage other musicians to do the same.
That's wonderful. How often do you practice, like, your guitar and your music?
Well, now it's not really practice. I do a lot of, like, if I'm about to write a song or something, I do a lot of warm up with a metronome. So I kind of keep my, you know, myself with that kind of, like, I'll do scales and that kind of thing, but I don't really seek out guitar lessons right now. And that's not to say if I'm off the road I won't start up again. It's just that life gets very busy when you're a professional musician and a songwriter, and you're selling CDs and you're running your office and all that. So some things fall by the wayside, and to be honest, practice is one of them. If I'm going to sit with my guitar, I'm usually writing a song.
You mainly market yourself. Where did you learn to do that? Were there any specific books or websites or a certain source that taught you? Because it's such a great skill to have.
Yeah, it is a really good skill to have. And at the same time, I learned by doing it, and learned by messing up, and learned by doing really stupid things, and really good things. And then, you know, every now and then you'll have something that works. And once you're out in the world playing music, you start to meet other musicians, and you start to meet people who want to help you. And you get, I think you get more of your wisdom about marketing from I would say, street smarts. I don't recommend any one book, because a lot of them are written by marketers. They're not written from the musician's standpoint of what it's like to actually be the product and be the marketer. And that's a really different ball game, and a lot of marketers just see it like, you're the product, you should be able to see yourself as the product, and musicians have a hard time doing that. So I don't have a lot of books that I really say, you know. I know Bob Baker has a great blog called The
I read that blog.
Yeah, he and I did a little thing together, a workshop about marketing, and he's got some good stuff to say. And he's been a musician, so he kind of knows it. And Ariel Publicity, she has an e-zine I think it's arielpublicity.com. She has a great e-zine for musicians, and she's very musician-friendly, too. Most of the hardcore books that are out there, like the big music marketing books you see at Barnes & Noble, I say avoid. Look for blogs. Look for people like you, people like Bob and Ariel and that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, how long has it taken you to get to this point in your career where...
Well, I've been doing this now full-time for about, 13, 14 years, somewhere in there. And that's a lot of ups and downs, because when I first started, I made a CD and I got in the college market and I had an agent who put me out on the road. But one thing I say to young musicians is, or beginners or people who want to do it, is that there's no there you get to. Like, there's no... You know, you can say, okay, how long did it take you to get to where you're performing like you are right now? But I'm still growing. Like, I'm still working at it just like anybody else. So I look at it like, well, yeah, I've been doing this for this long, but it's a career, and it's what I'm going to keep doing. And so other people, I always say, look at it like you're just in it for the long haul. Just keep doing it. And you always get better, and you always get an audience. It just takes time sometimes.
Well, what could you give 3 points of advice for singer-songwriters just starting out? Because I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm 15, so I only have like 4 songs done, and I'm in the middle of a lot. But can you give like 3 points of advice that?
Okay, let me think very fast. I mean, like I'm on like about 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. Okay, let me think. I mean, the stuff that you want to say is always so cliche, but it's always so true, and it's keep. I would say. Remember who you are, not just in your songs, but in how you do your business and how you show up. And the reason I say that is that I see too many people who think, oh, well, that person did it this way, so I'm going to go do it this way. And they end up unhappy, and they think it's because of the career, but it's not. It's because they started doing it in a way that wasn't true to themselves and what they needed. So I'd say be true to yourself, not just in your songs, but in what you say yes to doing and how you do your business. As far as number 2, I would say just write as many songs as you can, and try not to take it personally would be number 3. If there's any way you can like write a song and then go right on to the next one and not look for approval on every single song, because when you start to take things too personally, you're looking for the congratulations and all the awards when someone likes a song. But if you give that power, then you're also going to give power to someone when they don't like a song. And you don't know if a song is good if one person doesn't like it. Constructive criticism is different from someone saying, I don't like that song. So I would say watch that personal, that tendency to want everyone to like it and take everything so personally.
Okay. Can you tell me, what tuning did you use for your song, I Am the Moon? It was so pretty.
Thanks. I Am the Moon is in open D. It's it's D, A, D, F sharp, A, D. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that one. It was so pretty.
Thanks.
How do you balance advertising, songwriting, touring, and family life? Because that's like the big secret, I think.
And you're 15 years old, and you're asking me about how to balance my family life. It's hard. The thing though, I can sit here and I can say, oh, it's hard, it's challenging, and I really walk away from that kind of talk though, because here's the deal. The deal is, yes, it's a balancing act, and yes, I'm busy, but I'm not working in a cubicle. I'm doing what I love, and so there's never a point where I sit back and go, oh, wow, I've really got this going, and I'm. Everything's perfect and there's nothing in the inbox and there's no songs I need to write. You always are doing something. And so, you're learning now. You're doing a podcast. You're writing songs. You're asking people about music business. And you're actively involved. So it sounds to me like you've already kind of got the idea that there's so many things that you can do now to market yourself and to be on the internet and to write songs. And it's just a matter of just sort of going where your heart takes you and doing what work you got to do. Like, you always have to do your taxes. You always got to do that kind of stuff. So you just bite the bullet and do it and say, at least I get to do this for my life. This is fun,
That's great. And as a career, you can make a good living just by, being with small labels like Fire Pink or like Bridge and things like that, right?
Well, Fire Pink is my own label, so it's I'm self-released. So, yes, and I tell people that all the time. But here's another thing, though. If you at the age of 15, if you feel like you want to do a major label, if you wanted to try going to L.A., I would not say don't do it. Like, I would encourage you, you know what? If it's what you want, if you feel like you've got something there, then go for it. You know, you're young enough and you can do it. Go for it. Just know that it's you'll have to learn just as much in that world too, and you'll have to probably still do the same kind of stuff we're talking about, because even someone like you, if you look at someone like Jewel, it's, she got signed, yes, but then there was so much other work that went into her that wasn't about her record label. It was about her mom and the management, and there was so much behind that. Same thing with any artist that gets successful. The record label is only one avenue that works. You have to have, like, just a lot of ducks in a row, to use a really tired cliche. But you'll learn that and you'll get that. And my sense is that you sort of already get that. But with anybody, dream big, and you know, don't think you only have to go on an indie. But if you're somebody who doesn't like all the music business and being tried to put into a box and the scary stuff of LA, then don't go there. You know, you can, yes, you can make a great living being an independent artist. You really can. You know, you can get songs, you can still get songs cut by other people, you can still sell a lot of CDs. It's just like anything else, it's hustling and work.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
Oh, that is such a good interview. I can't wait to utilize everything that she told me. I'm so lucky to have received such great information. Next up in the show is a new song. This is my first draft of a song. It's called Where Was I? It's a bit long and I need to go over it with my dad, but I am pleased with it. If you know me, I'm a sucker for sad songs, and it had been way too long since I'd written one, so here is the latest installment. Please send me feedback at bitsofbrin@gmail.com, BITZOFBRIN, and tell me what you liked or what you didn't like about the song. I really want your input. And, well, here you are. It's my new song. It is called Where Was I? I hope that you'll enjoy it.
Last time I laid my eyes on you, my darling. Last time you put your hand in mine, you were telling me how much you loved me. So how was I to know that you would soon be gone? And you were looking in my eyes. How was I to know that you would say goodbye? And why was I, when the flame was slowly dying? And why was I, when you forgot to miss me? And why did I go wrong? And
thank you so much for listening to my show, and thank you for staying subscribed. I appreciate you listening to me every podcast. If you want to spread the word about my podcast through word of mouth, tell your friends. I want to grow my listener base. I've been trying to do podcasts a little more regularly, make them shorter and sweeter, so that way I can bang them out faster, so there's more for you to listen to. Again, thank you so much for staying subscribed, and I'll be back at you next week. Over and out.